Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gahir Chisate. Indian Armed Forces launched Operation Sindoor post-midnight hitting terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, from where terrorist attacks against India have been planned and directed. Ministry of Defence in a statement said that altogether 9 sites have been targeted. The ministry further added that the actions have been focused, measured and non-escalatory in nature. The ministry informed that no Pakistani military facilities have been targeted. It added, India has demonstrated considerable restraint in selection of targets and method of execution. There will be detailed briefing on Operation Sindoor later today. The countrywide civil defence mock drill will be held today. The civil defence exercise is aimed at assessing the operational efficacy and coordination of various civil defence measures. In Naglan, the exercise will be carried out under the codename Operation Abhyas across 10 designated civil defence districts, namely Dimapur, Kohima, Mokokchung, Wakha, Zinheboto, Mon, Pek, Twensang, Kifri and Perin. It is scheduled to begin at 4 p.m. The mock drill will simulate various emergency situations, including incoming air raids, activation of sirens and blackout measures. Chief Minister Dr. Nipuriu has appealed all citizens to ensure full participation and preparedness in the drill. Dr. Rio also extended best wishes for a successful and effective exercise. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country is marching towards becoming a vibrant trade and commerce hub. Lauding the free trade agreement between India and the United Kingdom, the Prime Minister said this agreement will boost economic activities and will create opportunities for Indian business and MSMEs. He was speaking during a TV channel conclave in New Delhi yesterday. The Prime Minister said India has signed trade agreements with UAE, Australia and Mauritius. He said India is actively engaged with the world.
भारत के लिए एक ऐतिहासिक दिन है और मुझे ये बताते हुए खुशी है कि इंडिया यूके फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट अब फाइनल हो चुका है। विश्व की दो बड़ी और ओपन मार्केट इकोनॉमी के बीच आपसी व्यापार और आर्थिक सहयोग का यह समझौता दोनों देशों के विकास में नया अध्याय जोड़ेगा। यह हमारे युवाओं के लिए बहुत बड़ी खुशखबरी है। इससे भारत में इकोनॉमिक एक्टिविटी को बूस्ट मिलेगा और इंडियन बिजनेसेस और एमएसएमईज के लिए नई अपॉर्चुनिटीज के रास्ते खुलेंगे।
Naglan Chief Minister Dr. Nipuriu called on Union Minister of Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh in New Delhi yesterday. The Chief Minister was accompanied by Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton and Women Resource Development and Horticulture Minister Salhutu Nyokruse. The meeting focused on collaborative efforts to further accelerate development in Naglan through key initiatives of the central government, particularly in areas related to science and technology, administrative reforms and good governance. Reiterating the highest priority given to the Northeast by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Dr. Singh underlined the centre's priority to promote innovation, scientific research and technology-driven development in the Northeastern region. Naglan government has emphasised that the adoption of the National Highways Act 1956, if implemented with necessary safeguards, could significantly enhance road connectivity, drive economic growth and improve livelihoods across the state. This was discussed yesterday during a high-level meeting chaired by Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zilang involving senior state officials. The meeting focused on the adoption of the National Highways Act for the development of national highways in the state. Mr. Zilang highlighted that adopting the Act with necessary safeguards would provide better compensation for land acquisition and access to central funding, unlike the existing 1965 state law. He also cautioned that failure to adopt the Act stall critical highway projects and restrict access to central funding. Recognizing the potential benefits, the meeting stressed the need to protect Naglan's constitutional safeguards under Article 371A. It was decided that the Works and Housing Department, with input from the Law and Justice and Land Revenue Departments, will draft a Cabinet memo for further deliberation and placed for review by the State Cabinet, and if needed, tabled in the State Legislative Assembly. And the Common University Entrance Test CUET-UG has been postponed until 13th May. The National Testing Agency, NTA, announced this last night. The exam was originally set to begin tomorrow. The NTA said city intimation slips will be issued by today. The CUET UG has seen a record 13.5 lakh applications this year. In a pattern shift from last year, the exam will be conducted only in the computer-based test mode. The exam was conducted in a hybrid mode for the first time in 2024. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.